Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, John Joseph, and you're tuned into the show we like to call the Wheel of Unnecessary Surgery. Time to meet tonight's contestants. Our first player is Thomas, a novelist from central New South Wales. How are you tonight, Thomas?
Good enough, thank you, John.
A novelist, eh, Thomas?
That's right, John.
And what kind of novels do you write, Thomas?
Oh, mostly erotic fan fiction.
Okay! Our next contestant is Barry, a bricklayer from Adelaide. Barry, how are you?
Not too bad, mate, not too bad.
So, a bricklayer, eh? What types of bricks do you lay?
All sorts. Wire cut, clay, stock, terracotta, masonite.
Okay! Whatever you say, buddy. And of course, as always, we're joined by the lovely Cindy. How are you tonight, Cindy? Of course you are, Sydney. And standing by is our qualified medical practitioner, Dr. Amir. How are you tonight, Dr. Amir?
Very well, John, very well.
Good to hear. And now it's time to spin that wheel. Whoa! Thomas, starting off small, but that's okay. Looks like you're gonna lose a toe. Dr. Amir!
Eyes ready?
Hit him with this.
Okay! We'll be back right after these messages. Hello there! I'm John Joseph, and you're here on the Wheel of Unnecessary Surgery. If you just tuned in, one of our contestants, Barry, the bricklayer from Adelaide, has unfortunately bowed out of tonight's game due to complications from that duodenal endoscopy. Isn't that right, Dr. Amir?
Was a lot of blood.
It sure was. That just leaves us one player, Thomas, the novelist from central New South Wales. How are you feeling, Thomas? Okay, Thomas. Why don't you spin that wheel to see what you win?
John, he is not so good after lobotomy.
Oh, well, could you give him a hand with the wheel there, Dr. Amir?
I can do.
Oh, Thomas, look at that! Tell him what he's won, Dr. Amir!
You have won Dr. Amir's home surgery kit. No more boring visits to doctor or hospital. Now you can perform major operations in the comfort and privacy of your own homes. Dr. Amir's home surgery kit contains scalpel, forceps, bone saw and laser. And instruments are also available in children's sizes. So the whole family can learn about the miracles of modern medicine.
Well, Thomas, what do you think of that? Hey, Thomas, hey, maybe your next novel could be some kind of medical epic, huh?
It's very funny.
Oh, boy. Well, that's about all we have time for tonight. Join us next time on the show we like to call the Wheel of Unnecessary Surgery.